So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited the Machlekes Tanakam of Reb Shimon. Hamakdish es asad dehikdish es kula. If someone consecrates a field, all the associated items are sanctified because ba'ayin yafa makdish kamay naisin. One sanctifies generously just as one gives a gift. However, Reb Shimon Aymer, Hamakdish es asad dehikdish ella es acharv hamurkib vesadin hashikama, because Hamakdish daite gedas moicher. One who sanctifies is similar to a seller and does not include all these items. However, the carob and sycamore trees are sanctified, as the Gemara explains, since they draw nourishment from the land of Hektish. The Gemara there cited a related ruling. One who sells a field and retains two of its trees for himself does keep the land under and around them, indicating the seller keeps some land with the trees. However, the Gemara asked that Reb Shimon ruled, Lohiktish eles acharv hamurkev esad nashikema. The carob and sycamore trees are sanctified, indicating hamashayr ilanis loy mashayr karka. The seller kept the trees, but not the land. And the Gemara answered, Reb Shimon de amak Reb Akiva, meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher hakoil. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva that one sells generously and does not keep any land. And so the trees grew in Hektish's property. However, Rav Huna de amak Rabbanan meicher ba'ayin ra meicher. Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan that one sells begrudgingly, and so therefore he keeps some land, and the trees are not hektish because they grew on private property. The Gemara now rejects this explanation and cites a brisa to prove that Reb Shimon does not agree with Reb Akiva. We know Paida Bishav Yehen, an owner can redeem his possessions from hektish for their value. However, regarding a Steachuza, an inherited field, the pasuk gives an arbitrary redemption value. Beis Zerah Chaymer Sa'arim B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. A field large enough to plant a core of barley is redeemed for 1 shekel and 1 punyan per year until Yevil for a total of 50 shekel per Yevil cycle. The Braisa rules, Hikdish Shleish Ilanis Mimata Asara Levesa. If one consecrates 3 young trees that are properly spaced in the field with 1/10 of a Beisa per tree, this constitutes a Sada, and so Hare Hikdish Asakarka Veseilanis Abinayim. The land and small trees between them are also consecrated. He redeems the entire field, including the 3 trees, at the rate of 50 shekel per base kor. However, if the trees are planted more densely, and so they are considered a forest, and are destined to be uprooted and relocated, or if they are planted further apart, and so they do not constitute a sada, or if they are spaced properly, but he consecrated the trees separately, not simultaneously, they're not considered a sada, and the land and small trees are not consecrated. He redeems the trees for their market value. Furthermore, even if he consecrated the trees and then consecrated the property, they must be redeemed separately, the trees for their value and the land according to the prescribed rate, because the Rashbam explains, as soon as he consecrated the trees, they were set to be redeemed for their value, and so ein lanu lahafsid hektish, damiras ligvaya kemisras lahedyet. Hektish does not lose out due to his subsequent actions. Now, as the Rashbam points out, poides ilanis b'shavein, he redeems the trees for their market value, and afilam makim ilanis lehektish ele ba'ayin ra hektish ilanis b'lei karka. The brisa holds one consecrates begrudgingly and does not even consecrate the land under the trees themselves. Therefore, the Gemara seeks to determine the author of this brisa. Reb Akiva ha'amar meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher b'chol shekein makdish. Reb Akiva holds that even a seller, and certainly one who consecrates, does so generously, and the land under the trees should be included in the hektish. Rabbanan ha'amri meicher hu deba'ayin ra meicher av makdish ba'ayin yafa makdish. And even according to the Rabbanan who holds that one sells begrudgingly, but they agree that one consecrates generously, and so too, the land under the tree should be included in the hektish. Therefore, Reb Shimon hi, this brisa must reflect the opinion of Reb Shimon. Now, Reb Akiva ha'amar meicher ba'ayin yafa meicher b'chol shekein makdish. Reb Shimon cannot agree with Reb Akiva because Reb Akiva holds that one sells and consecrates generously. Rather, aliba d'Rabbanan, Reb Shimon must rule like the Rabbanan, and the Machlekes Tanakama of Reb Shimon is as follows. The Tanakama rules, Hamakdish es Asada, Makdish es Kula. They hold that the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Akiva and maintain that one sells begrudgingly, agree that one consecrates generously. However, Rabbi Shimon holds, Ki heche de meicher b'ayin ra meicher, makdesh nami b'ayin ra makdesh u'mishayir ara. Shimon holds that the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Akiva and maintain that one sells begrudgingly, hold that one also consecrates begrudgingly, and therefore he does not consecrate the land under the tree. Thus, the Gemara rejects its previous explanation that Rabbi Shimon d'amak Rabbi Akiva, Rav Huna d'amak Rabbanan. That Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Akiva that one sells generously, rather, he agrees with the Rabbanan that one sells and consecrates begrudgingly. Therefore, our question returns. Rav Huna rules Sheyurishayir, the seller keeps some land with the trees. However, Rabbi Shimon ruled Hamashayir Ilanis Loy Mashayir Karaka, a seller who keeps the trees does not keep the land. Therefore, the Gemara reverts to its original explanation. Rabbi Shimon Kirabanan. Rabbi Shimon holds one consecrates begrudgingly, and so the associated items are not included. Rav Huna afilah Rabbi Akiva. Rav Huna ruled that one who keeps trees also keeps land, even according to Rabbi Akiva. It therefore follows that Rabbi Shimon certainly agrees that he keeps land. The Gemara therefore explains Rabbi Shimon's words differently. Rabbi Shimon ledevrayim derabbanan kamaluhu. He was merely challenging the Tanna Kama's position, and he argued. I hold that one consecrates begrudgingly, and so he certainly keeps the land. However, you hold that the Rabbanan agree that one consecrates generously, but this should only apply to the trees, not to the other associated items, similar to a seller according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Tanna Kamma rejected this challenge and maintained that he includes the associated items because one consecrates as generously as one who gives a gift. The Gemara now cites a related brisa. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold, Lekeach sadam me'ovev ve'kdisha ve'achkach meis ovev tehei lefon of kistei achuza. If one purchases a field from his father and consecrates it, and his father then dies, it is considered an inherited field and redeems it according to the Torah prescribed rate and not according to its market value. However, Meir maintains Lekeach sadam me'ovev u'meis ovev ve'achkach hikdish tehei lefon of kistei achuza. It is only considered an inherited field if his father dies before he consecrates it. However, if he consecrated it first, it is considered a purchase field, and it redeems it for its market value. At first, the Gemara explains their machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Azli Basra Pidyon. They go according to the time of redemption, when they already inherited it. While Rabbi Meir, Azli Basra Hekdesh, he goes according to the time he consecrated it, when it was merely purchased. If so, the Gemara asks, the Braisa earlier ruled Afila Hekdesh as Eilanis V'chazav Hekdesh as Akarka. Even if he consecrates the trees, and then consecrates the property, Kishu Paida, they must be redeemed separately, the trees for their value, and the land according to the Torah prescribed rate. This indicates Azal Basar Hektish. We go according to the time he consecrated them. Clearly, this brisa cannot reflect the opinion of Reb Shimon because Lezal Basar Pidyon, Venifriku Agavarayu. We should reckon with the time of the redemption and redeem them together. There the Gemara explains the Machlekes differently. Everyone agrees la'azli basa pidyon. We do not go according to the time of redemption, but according to the time he consecrated it. However, they disagree regarding the following pasuk: Ve'im eshedei miknasai ashaloi mistei achuzasa yakdish lashem, v'nasan esa erkecha. A field that is not an inherited field is redeemed for its market value. Remeir understands yatzis azushi histei achuza. The pasuk excludes a field that is inherited when he consecrates it. While Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that the phrase "Ashaloi Mistei Achuzasi" indicates Yatzisazu Sheruuya Li Yistei Achuza, the pasuk excludes a field that can be somewhat considered an inherited field. Therefore, since he will inherit this field when his father dies, he redeems it now according to the Torah prescribed rates. Hanulach Perak Hamechas Abayis, where Baruch Hashem completed the fourth perak of Masechta Baba Basra, and will begin the fifth perak Hamechas Asfina in the next shir Be'ezus Hashem.